You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, 2013 is the year that researchers have discovered a brand new body part. There is a part on most of our bodies that I guess was not discovered back in the olden days when Grey's Anatomy was written. And we'll tell you about that new body part. And no, you don't have to cover the kids' ears. It's a very clean body part. Then 15% of people don't think bisexuality is a real sexual orientation. Bisexuality should, according to some people, not really be considered, I guess, a demarcated line of sexuality. You got homosexuality, you got heterosexuality, there's bisexuality, but we have a good number of people say, no, that doesn't really count. So what does that mean? Then we have diabetics opting for surgery. Should you get surgery, talk about the types, to cure yourself of diabetes? If diabetes is that scary and put you at risk for heart disease, should you just get a variety of other diseases? Should you just get surgery done? And then the FDA is going to ban trans fats from food. They are going to get tough and really crack down on our cookies and our pizza and our donuts. So we're going to have to be probably dealing with the government when we want to eat crappy. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Belgian physicians get credit for this one, and they have found a new body part. They are two surgeons at the University Hospitals Leuven and have located a new ligament in the human knee. And this ligament that they found may help, hopefully, many of us in the medical community treat your ACL injuries. Now, many of us obviously have anterior collateral ligaments. These are things that I've blown while skiing, and many of us have ruined and blown. It runs anteriorly. It's a ligament, and it causes collateral damage. That's how I look at it. All right? Now, people who did have their ACL repaired would still have these weird pivot shifts in their knee. Their joints still may give way. So scientists decide to look back. And I guess it was an 1879 article by a French surgeon who theorized that there may be an extra ligament in the anterior of the human knee. So apparently the Belgians decided to go, well, maybe in the 1870s they knew their stuff. So currently, Belgian two researchers decided to confirm this hypothesis. They found that 97% of humans have something called an anterior lateral ligament. In addition to the ACL, you have an ALL. And pivot shifts stem from an injury to this. Now, I know some of you are going, wait a second here. We have had knees scoped and prodded and MRI'd. How the hell was this not found? Well, again, if it is along a path of another ligament, you could have two body parts very closely next to each other and assumed to be the one body part. I mean, a ligament looks like a ligament. So they think that if you have an ACL injury when you play basketball, this is being reported by Newsfeed.time, football, soccer, etc., maybe there are certain repairs of the ALL that need to be done. Now, they don't think the medical community is going to catch up as quickly on this one, okay? This has been something that, from what we understand, have been stunning orthopedic surgeons. But I think it's pretty cool. You know, the knees, I got to tell you, I think we really abuse our knees. I mean, my knees, I used to run, ski, etc. My knees are shot. If I squat right to, you know, sit next to the kids in the bathtub, if I tried to bathe them, etc. I mean, at an early age in my 30s, I couldn't get back up. I still can't. I know I need both of my knees scoped, etc. That's not a ligament injury. That's a meniscal injury. You know, some of you go, well, Dahlia, you know, how do we know what type of injury we have? Remember, your ligaments are supposed to provide stability. Your cartilage and the menisci are supposed to allow ease of movement and shock absorbing, okay, and some cushioning between the bones. And so when you have pain and aching and burning, we wouldn't be surprised if that could be a meniscal injury. If you have weakness and giving way, as well as pain, swelling, that could also be a ligament injury. Now, Trey, you also got muscles in the gastrocnemius. You've got quads. You've got a variety of other muscles surrounding the knee along the leg. Those things could also be issues. You could have a tendonitis, bursitis. You got the pes anserine bursa. That could also cause some tenderness. There's a very, very small point medially, inferiorly, kind of lower below the knee, a very tender point. Just thinking about it makes it hurt. Sometimes those things we have to inject with some steroid to kind of calm down the inflammation. But, you know, what I always recommend whenever you guys have a knee injury is the first thing you need to do is ice the sucker. Okay? I know heat makes a lot of us feel better, but anytime you have an injury, you need to ice. Even though the inflammatory fluid is supposed to be protective, causing you to not move it, sometimes the swelling and the inflammatory fluid could actually cause more damage. So we ice it. And we ice it and we ice it some more. Okay? Make sure you don't frostbite your skin. Make sure you have some sort of a barrier between them. So the first thing you do is ice it, and then we tell you not to really move it too much. Okay, something got hurt. So we usually give you guys the recommendation. It's called RICE, R-I-C-E. We want you to rest the joint. We want you to ice it. Sometimes we use compression, like an ACE bandage, to put some pressure on the swelling. And then E is we have you elevate the limb that got swollen. Now, sometimes you guys fractured something. You're going to need an X-ray. Sometimes you could have a real severe strain or a sprain that needs surgery. We've seen that happen. But for the most part, once things have been confirmed and concluded that you don't have anything broken, etc., you'll be on RICE protocol for a while. Then if we want to know what the hell is really going on, we'll do an MRI. Thank God for the MRIs, and that can really tell us what's going on. So new body parts, you've heard it here. Pretty cool. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-TALK-DAHLIA.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary, it's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla, can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a new study reveals that bisexual individuals may face stigmas that can negatively affect their mental and physical health. This has been reported by CBS News. And researchers surveyed an adult population and found that the overall opinion towards bisexuality was a negative one, saying 15% thought outright disagreed that bisexuality was a real sexual orientation. Now, this research was presented on November 5th at the American Public Health Association's 141st meeting, annual meeting and exposition in Boston. Whew! Better known as the And they say this may have negative implications for the bisexual community. Okay, bisexual men and women, they say, face prejudice, stigma and discrimination by both heterosexual and homosexual people. This is according to Mackie Friedman, a researcher at the University of Pittsburgh Graduate School of Public Health. These cause feelings of isolation and marginalization, with prior research shown to lead to higher substance abuse, depression, and risky sexual behavior. It could also lower results and rates of HIV testing and treatment. Okay, now, this is interesting. Okay, see, I look at all of us being discriminated against, okay? Now, I know that many of you may kind of disagree with the statement, but having been a woman for most of my life, and I still am a woman, yeah, okay, so being a woman, I've seen discrimination there, being Jewish, Okay? I mean, boy, you get hit with stereotypes left and right. And you're like, really, people, really, really? I haven't probably suffered from as many other forms of discrimination as some of my other ethnic colleagues and counterparts have. All right? We are starting to notice a shift in discrimination where we are starting to see white people get discriminated against scholarships and jobs, etc. And so I think discrimination is everywhere. Okay? I think there's discrimination against homosexuality, heterosexuality, bisexuality, so there's discrimination everywhere. Do bisexuals really feel that intimidated where they won't get their HIV testing? That's a little bit hard to kind of for me to grasp. Now, government estimates say that about 1 million people in the U.S. currently have HIV. They say men who have sex with men are most affected by the disease. 61% of all new HIV infections in 2009 were from men who had sex with men. Now, what I see in my practice is a huge growing bisexual population. And the reason why is I think people are realizing you don't have to be one side or the other. I mean, remember when that happened with religion, where you either had to be all Catholic or all Jewish or all Christian and Buddhist, Hindu, Islam, and Muslim. And so when people realize, oh, wait a second, you know, I'm marrying somebody of a different faith. We could have a Christmas tree. We could have a menorah. We could read the Quran. We could, you know, and you started to see a blending. Well, we're seeing that also with people. Okay, that gentleman that we brought up who died in a menage a trois, and the wife sued the cardiologist, he was a married man, married with a family, I believe there were kids, but he had a menage a trois with a woman and another man. Now, as a doctor, I get to see how life really is. Okay, I mean, I might have been really naive when I was in medical school, but now nothing surprises me. And I'm here to tell you that sex in certain groups is a very common thing. And it sounds like many people have no problem experimenting with one side or the other. That old idea that you either had to only be heterosexual or you only had to be homosexual depending on your wants is not true. There are people out there that have no problem with one night having sex with a man, one night having sex with a woman. Hence the term bisexual. Didn't Anne Heck, right? She was with Ellen DeGeneres. No, she was married, then she was with Ellen DeGeneres, then she was married again. Okay? You have a group of bisexuals. They probably still feel a lot of the same discrimination that homosexuals do, but it's a very, very common, probably, I think, one of the fastest growing populations that is becoming open with what they do. I didn't realize that, how common orgies were. Did you guys realize that? I'm not saying that that's a homosexual or a heterosexual or a bisexual thing. But this is just another example of how many of us may be just a little too sheltered and not realize what's really, really going on out there. Now, very common for people when they have parties to then just start ripping clothes off and start having sex. And then people, I guess, experiment with each other. I thought that was only in, you know, strange movies that have funny music. But no, all right, there's swingers. I was discharging a patient. This was a couple years into practice, and the couple is leaving. They go, hey, doc, do you know anybody? We're swingers. And I go, oh, my gosh, you guys do swing dancing? Oh, my gosh, I've always wanted to learn ballroom dancing. I've always wanted to learn swing. They go, no, we are swingers. Do you know anybody? And this is in front of everybody as we're discharging. And, you know, my nurse had to go, they sleep with other married people. I go, oh, no, I don't. Not as cool as the swing dancing, okay? And I had to, right, I had to definitely validate that one there. But, no, and I didn't know anybody. And you know, they left and nice couple, but, boy, did my naivety come out of that one. And I guess it's a lot more common. People will tell me all the time, yeah, we were in a menage a trois, we did this, we had a threesome going, we had this, we did this, we were at a party, a bunch of us had sex afterwards, then this happened. And so that didn't die with the 60s. It's a very, very common thing. And many times in these sort of sexual parties that people have, there will be some bisexual exchanges. This is a huge growing population. Now, as a medical provider, I need to be extremely open and understanding of anybody's sexual dalliances, and so that I can make sure they tell me so I could get them checked for STDs. My main goal is to the health of the patient. That comes first and foremost. So if somebody's married, had some sort of a sexual experience with somebody else, my job is to make sure that married person gets checked and that person gets checked. Okay? And so I don't care. I don't care who people have sex with. That's not for me to judge. I'm out of it. Okay? People like other people. People like sex. People love sex. People love other people. I mean, I think love is a beautiful thing. My job is just to make sure that heterosexual couples don't give each other diseases, homosexual couples don't give each other diseases, and heterosexual and homosexual couples having sex don't give each other diseases. Whether you're a heterosexual couple with HIV, whether you're a homosexual couple with herpes, that's my job. So, when you see these articles talking about how, you know, people are being socially stigmatized, etc., the stigma will always be there. Just like racism will always be there. We don't want it to be. Okay, I don't want anybody anti-white, anti-black, anti-Hispanic. I don't want any of that. I want us to live in a world where we're all fine and dandy. And maybe we have made phenomenal progress. But there will always be the human desire to huddle in their own groups. And even those groups will huddle into subgroups. Okay? You may have a group of, let's say, religious people that, you know, feel like, you know, everybody else are heathens and et cetera, right? And so you may have a bunch of guys and girls who bond together, and then the girls may bond with themselves, and the guys may bond, and then the young girls may bond with each other. There's always going to be fractionation. There's always going to be factions. There's always going to be a discriminatory or a racist type of attitude towards other groups, because that is in our human nature. It's also in our animalistic nature. So in some animal groups, a sick animal completely gets outcast or killed. Whereas in other animal groups, the sick animal gets taken. You know, it's very interesting. I've been watching this Walking Dead. I know a lot of you guys don't watch it. It's very kind of gory. But the human nature aspect of this Walking Dead series is phenomenal, where all of a sudden zombies are attacking everybody, so the humans try to group together. The humans group together, you think, okay, that's going to be fine. All these humans are going to group together. And then all of a sudden you find that the humans seem to be a bigger enemy than the zombies, where now you have to watch out for a human that you brought in, because they may kill you to take your supplies. Or they may get bit and then become sick, turn into a zombie, and then affect your group. So you start to see these humans kill more humans than the zombies. And it's a lesson. I know even though zombies aren't very realistic, it's a lesson on what life and human nature is. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you for not fleeing. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. So sassy and so stimulating. Please follow us on the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook and on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Remember, we got an iPhone app. We got an Android app. So, iPhone apps are free. Android apps are free. Download it so you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you like. Now, you know, roughly this time of day, people are getting kind of tired. Right? They're getting a little sluggish. Well, we're finding that actually there is an ideal time to consume coffee. And it's between 9:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. So, yes, an expert has found, a neuroscientist from Uniformed Services University of the Health Sciences in Maryland, said his name is Stephen Miller, says it's the best time to drink coffee when your body levels of the hormone cortisol are low. Caffeine appears to interact with this hormone. So, many of you will down your coffee at 6 in the morning to wake up, but many of you know you need a boost late morning, mid to late morning. See, it's kind of weird. I don't know whether to call this mid to late morning. I mean, you know, when I worked in the hospital, you know, my day was already a good third of the way done by the time we hit the 9 a.m. hour, even though I still had to stay late. But I get it. I get it. Many of you guys wake up at 7. I get that. Enjoy it, okay? I don't want to hear you guys griping that you get to wake up at 7 in the morning. Anyway, he said, people who drink coffee when the cortisol levels are high, like between 8 and 9 a.m., develop a tolerance to caffeine, and it becomes less effective. Now, cortisol apparently controls your body clock, and it allows you to feel wide awake. So when you wake up in the morning, you feel like a morning person. That's some cortisol. The body levels of the hormone are usually high after you wake up, but then they start to fall a little bit. So if this is Mr. Miller, I guess he's not Dr. Miller. I thought he was a doctor, PhD. But anyway, he argues, according to Daily Mail, that it is during this drop in cortisol levels that people get the most benefit from caffeine and coffee. It gives them a boost as it actually encourages cortisol production when the cortisol level starts to drop and they do not become resistant to its benefits. So we've talked about cortisol before. You know, for those of you with adrenal deficiency and insufficiency, you get kind of tired. Okay, cortisol does peak your energy up. Not the same as your epinephrine does, but it still does. So, coffee. He's a PhD student. Thank you. I knew I saw PhD somewhere in this article. He's a PhD student. He did accept that cortisol levels at different times of day vary person to person. So the best time to drink differs from people to people, which is why they give you a nice big range of 9:30 to 11:30. Don't you love that when somebody goes, you know what, I want you guys to do this anywhere between 6 a.m. and midnight. Yeah. You like to say, what? Can you please narrow it down? Can you please narrow it down? All right. Apparently, cortisol helps turn energy into sugar so that it can be utilized by cells in the body. And we already talked about the body clock. All right, let's drink your coffee. Some of you guys are going to want to go and get your coffee. They say the nation's poor is right now at close to 50 million, higher than the quote-unquote official rate. This is being reported by CBSNews.com. They say the number of poor people in America is 3 million higher than the official count, encompassing 1 in 6 residents due to out-of-pocket medical costs, work-related expenses, according to a revised census measure that was released earlier yesterday. The new measure, they say, is aimed at providing a fuller picture of poverty, but does not replace the official government numbers. This was put in place a couple years ago by the Obama administration. It's generally considered more reliable by social scientists since it factors all living expenses, as well as the effects of government aid, food stamps, tax credits, etc. Now, administration officials don't know if they're going to use this instead of the official poverty formula, but I would like just to have some accuracy, please. Okay, I am tired of being dealt so much bullcrap, right, from the media and from the White House on what the situation really is. But 1 in 6 of us poor. That's ridiculous. The latest numbers, I guess, show that as more working-age adults pick up low-wage jobs in the very slowly improving economy, I think the economy is still going down, they still struggle to pay living expenses. Americans 65 and older had the largest increases in poverty under the revised formula from 9.1% to 14.8% because of medical expenses such as Medicare premiums, deductibles, and other costs not accounted for in the official rate. Increases for Hispanics and Asian Americans, partly due to lower participation among immigrants and non-English speakers in government aid programs. African Americans and children had declines in poverty with the help of government benefits, but still 1 in 6. And I'm frustrated by this. They say California was like one of the states that had the highest share of poor people because of the housing costs and the large number of immigrants. I know they keep talking about immigration reform. We need to do immigration reform. We need to do immigration reform. Well, that's cool. I agree. We need to figure out how we're handling our immigrants. But I think the idea that we should help immigrants above our own isn't as ideal as you may think. I mean, as much as I want to help everybody equally, you need to help your own first. This is exactly what I was talking about the previous hour or the previous segment about how there's, I don't want to say discrimination, but there's fractionation. Okay? We are no good to everybody else in all the other countries if we're not good ourselves. You know, and it's very, very frustrating. Like, you'll hear that some colleges have scholarships for illegal immigrants. Well, that's great, but then what are our legal citizens supposed to do if they can't afford college? You know, I understand that many of these businesses need to appear like they are open to all, and that's great. Okay, that's wonderful. I think it's nice. Okay? But I also think it's a little insulting. Not only to some of the people benefiting from the help, but obviously to the people that don't benefit. And, you know, this idea that don't worry if you're illegal, we're not going to consider it illegal, and we've changed the word from illegal to undocumented, now completely destroys our whole immigration process. There's a legal way to become an immigrant and an illegal way. Okay, that's, I mean, illegal and legal, these have been terms that have been around for centuries. And for us to say, you know what, for those of you that got here illegally, we're not going to consider it illegal. All right, and we're going to give you driver's license, and we're going to give you job, work permits, and we're not going to deport you. All right, we got a problem. We're poor. California had the highest share of poor people. Under the federal poverty rate, rural states also, like Mississippi, Louisiana, New Mexico. We need to figure out how to help ourselves. They say food stamps helped lift about 5 million people above the poverty line. If not, the poverty rate would have increased to close to 17.6%. They say working-age adults between 18 and 64 saw an increase in poverty because of commuting and child care costs. Child poverty did decline, thank God. Still, children remained in an age group most likely to be living in poverty. Asians and Hispanics saw higher rates of poverty. We saw African Americans saw a modest decrease. So, you know, we want to be a rich country. And we may want to exude this confidence to other countries that we can let people in willy-nilly and take care of them and they'll be fine. But if you give a non-American citizen a job or help before you give your American citizens, I'm going to tell you, you are not going to be a healthy country. Okay? Now, I understand wanting to attract people of other countries. I get that. Okay? I love the fact that America is a melting pot. I think that's really, really cool. I did that. My father was an immigrant. But again, he went the legal process and he became a citizen. He took the test, he did the oath, and he learned the language. I don't understand when we decided that that wasn't required. Makes no sense to me. Because again, I mean, somebody coming here that's an immigrant, we could ask them to go through the path. They may have to get at the back of the line because they can't take cuts to people who did it legally. But still, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, when we come back, people with diabetes opting for surgery and a home health test for sore throat. That may actually save you guys time and money to go into the doctor. We're all up for time, saving time and money. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I call the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Chuck now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater.
Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the FDA has declared war on trans fats. The government agency said today it would require food makers to gradually phase out artificial trans fats. These are in cookies and crackers and pizza and other baked goods. The FDA thinks that this could potentially prevent 20,000 heart attacks a year and 7,000 deaths, according to FDA Commissioner Margaret Hamburg. They say while the amount of trans fats consumed by Americans have dropped dramatically over the last decade, they still remain in an area of significant public health concern. Now, the FDA does not have a timetable for taking trans fats away from the market. Okay, they don't want to unduly disrupt markets, because every time the government decides to make some rip-roaring legislation, it just seems to really screw the economy. Okay, it looks like somebody's learning. But they say the industry has demonstrated that it is, by and large, feasible to do. Now, remember, our trans fats are harmful because they raise LDL and they lower good cholesterol, the HDL. LDL is our bad cholesterol. And for those of you who want to look at this article, this is on NBCNews.com. In 2006, the FDA began requiring food manufacturers to include trans fats on nutrition labels. And in 2007, New York City just banned the trans fats from restaurants. Now, food marketers have been already slowly going trans fat free. Back in 2009, I don't know if you knew this, but McDonald's had gone to zero trans fat cooking oil for their French fries. Remember? You know how McDonald's French fries haven't been that good or yummy in a while? That's what happened. Remember McDonald's French fries had been ruled for decades the yummiest French fry? They haven't really seemed to hold on to that same. I mean, I noticed a difference. I'm not a big French fry eater, but I had some of my kids' fries once. And if it didn't have the salt that it had on it, I probably couldn't have eaten them. So we're already starting to see the change. And I got to hand it to these companies for being able to still make the tasty junk food that many people are still demanding. But trying to do it where it's not healthy, but less unhealthy. All right. So New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg celebrated the FDA's approval. Of course he did. Proposal. 7 years ago, we became the first city in the nation to prohibit restaurants from using trans fats. Since then, at least 15 states and localities have followed suit and banned trans fats, and more than 10 fast food chains have eliminated trans fats entirely. Of course, Bloomberg wants to take credit for this. And, I mean, he does. He does get some credit for this. He does. The FDA announced that the partially hydrogenated oils, the primary dietary source of artificial trans fat in processed foods, are not generally recognized as safe. So the agency has opened a 60-day comment period to collect additional data and to get input on how long it might take food manufacturers to reformulate products. I mean, this is kind of tough because, remember, certain foods have certain tastes. And the junk food industry, even though it's not healthy, and we are not fans of it. And with the diabetes and everything else that we're dealing with and heart disease, we really don't need a huge junk food industry. But it's an industry nonetheless. Okay? People like their Twinkies. People like their Wonder Bread. I mean, Hostess going down was huge. People lost jobs. And then the comfort food. I mean, I told you, the Hostess brand got me through the SATs. They got me through breakups. They got me through some miserable times in my life. And there's always going to be a place in my heart. I know it's junk food. I know it's not healthy. But, I got to give credit where credit is due. Okay? I can't be sitting there ripping and bad-mouthing Hostess. All right, and any trans fats or whatever they may have in their food, when I benefited from them psychologically all those years. Did I benefit health-wise? Probably not. All right, but I do got to give credit where credit is due. So they say here that the FDA decision comes from decades of research on the effects of artificial trans fats on heart health. While estimates of dietary intake of trans fats amongst Americans have nearly decreased 75% in a decade, there remains concerns about the inclusion of any trans fats in foods. They say Americans eat 4.7 pounds of trans fats a year. The American Heart Association recommends that people should consume less than 2 grams of trans fat a day. All right, we know that. No shock there. Here's the thing, okay? And we gotta stop for a second here, okay? Me being a doctor, sugar's bad, carbs bad, fat bad. Okay, that's said. Now let's kind of go into the psychology of things. Okay. The animal or the human wants to seek pleasure. And they are going to always be seeking pleasure. So there could be bad forms of pleasure and good forms of pleasure. Most forms of pleasure, usually somebody finds something bad with it. Okay? So prior to Hostess and some of the junk food that's out there, people would still go to other sweet things. Or they would go to other, shall we say, vices. I don't want to use the word vices, but they'd go to something else to as an escape. Okay? Before then, they went to alcohol. there would still always be some sort of sugary thing somewhere. Grecian times, they went to the wine, and they drank a lot of it. Now, I'm not saying, and then caveman days, it would go to sex. Now, I'm not saying that if we did away with trans fats and sugary foods and fatty foods, we'd have a bunch of people raping and getting drunk. But, mind you, if comfort food wasn't there, what would we be doing right now? Would we be going more to drugs? I mean, it's a valid question. Now, we are going to be, predictably in the next few years, having a country that has legalized marijuana. And we're going to see a lot more use of marijuana. And people are going to turn to the marijuana instead of the comfort food. Many of you think the marijuana will give them the munchies, but we find a lot of people who smoke marijuana are actually slim. So we are going to see a trend. And I'm telling you that this right now. As we start to put the squeeze on junk food, put the squeeze on fast food, put the squeeze on the sugar, and everybody has to be slim, and everybody has to diet, and everybody has to exercise, the human psyche is going to want to find other escapes. And they're going to want to satisfy certain other pleasure centers. Now, I think a good run outside is a great way to do that, but not all everybody thinks like I do. Okay? They're going to need to turn to something else if they can't have their comfort food. They may not want to go to their job. So what do they do on the way to the job? They get their coffee, their frappuccino with chocolate or whatever, and a chocolate donut with those really colorful sprinkles. It helps incite their pleasure center, and they go to work. Now, again, that's not the healthiest choice. But what will then be the substitute for that? If their donuts don't taste that good, if their fast food does not taste that good, you think they're really going to go to a salad? We got to be honest here, people. I would love everybody to have a highly vegetarian bias to their diet. I don't want you to all become vegetarian. I think, you know, meat serves a purpose, and it's a very, very delicious purpose, I might add. But I would love for people to eat healthy. But let's really be honest here. Why are people going to junk food? If we don't address that, we're going to have some problems later. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
And Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes, and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.